Vayter in Shas. We are in Makos Dav Ches. Picking it up on Zadam of Ezebad Abam on a page about a Mishnah. About a Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. This is based on a Pasuk. Everything's going to be coming off this Pasuk. Now the Pasuk says in Devarim, Va'asher Yavo Esre'eu Bayar. Let's say somebody comes and he comes with his friend into the forest. Lachto vased him to go and to chop down some trees. V'nitche yado begarzen lichros ha'etz. And his hand swings the axe in order to cut the tree. V'noshol ha'barzel min ha'etz. And those are the words we're going to have to try to understand. Well, let's go with one, is that the barzel, which is the iron, it slips off the etz, off the tree, off the wood. Now, that can mean a few things. Let's just go with, let's say, you know, an axe is made of a piece of wood that's connected to a piece of iron. So the iron slips off of it. And Umatzes Reo finds his friend, the mason, he dies. Hu yonus alach asar ma'il avachai. He goes to one of the cities of refuge. He goes to the Ir Miklat. Says the Mishnah, Nishmat Abarzel Mikiso Vehara. If the iron slips off the handle and it kills someone, Rebbe Omer, Eino Golar. He says you don't go to Golas. Cham Omerim, Gola, you do go to Golas. Mina Eitza Misbakeya. What happens if he hits the wood and you have a piece of wood that pops off the tree and that goes and kills someone? Rashi says, Yatza Kesa Menitza Zamerchok Vaharag. In that case, Rebbe Omer Gola, the person goes to Golas. Chamamim Eino Gola Cham. Say they do not go to Golas. It must be that when Rebbe understands the pasuk, it says V'noshel Barzel Min Ha'Eitz. That means that the barzel knocks off a piece of wood from a tree and then goes and hits someone else. Chamamim Eino Gola. He says no, you don't go to Golas for such a thing. Says the Halakha Gemara. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amalim Rebbe Lecham. Rebbe said to the Chachamim, V'chi ne'emar v'noshel barzel me'etzo. Does it say that the iron slipped off its wood? Do you want to say that that means it's its handle, and therefore that's the case the Pasuk's talking about? All it says is from the tree, which seems to be saying that it means it's a piece of wood that comes off the tree. Ve'od, and furthermore, Nemar Eitz Lemata, V'nemar Eitz Lemala. The word Eitz is said below, and the word Eitz is said above. Below, meaning what we've been dealing with so far, Rashi says, V'noshala barzel min ha'etz. And now says the word, V'nemar Eitz Lemala. It says that earlier also, Rashi says, when it says, Lichros ha'etz, that people come along, and what are they trying to do? As the Pasuk started, V'asher yavo re'el b'yalach tov etzim v'nilcha yodah b'garzen lichros ha'etz, V'noshala barzel min ha'etz, right? So doesn't that sound like what? Ma'etz ha'me lamala, min ha'etzim is pakeya. It's talking about from the tree that's being chopped over here, and therefore, over here as well, Af Eitz Amr Lamata, Min Eitz Amr Spagia. So the one that said afterwards is that as well. So it says, Rashi Vinamar Eitz Lamala, when you're chopping down the tree. So in other words, either way you slice it, it doesn't say from its wood. And we have the word that was said earlier, meaning the wood of the tree and not the wood of the handle itself. And that's why when a guy goes and he's chopping a tree and the metal flies off of the wood flies off the metal, whatever it is, that's not the case that the pasuk's talking about. It's talking about the wood that comes off, and that's where the person's going to go to Golas. Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Ushneihem, meaning both Rebbe and the Rabbanim, Mikra Echadarshu, they're dashing from the same pasuk. V'noshel Barzel Min Ha'etz. When it says that pasuk of V'noshel Barzel Min Ha'etz, Rebbe Savar Yesh Eim L'Masores V'Nishel Ksiv. This takes us back to Sanhedrin Daf Dalid, where we have a machlokas and a discussion about Yesh Eim L'Masoros and Yesh Eim L'Mikra. So what is the difference between these two things? So Masoros means the way that it is actually written. Masoros, handed over from Moshe, passed down. That's called Yesh Eim L'Masoros. And we have something else known as Yesh Eim L'Mikra. That's the way that something is read, but not necessarily the way that it is written. So Rebbe holds the Yeshem Lamasaurus. The Iker thing that we look at is the way that it is actually written, but not the way that necessarily we pronounce it. V'nishel ksiv. It's written v'nishel, which means that the iron thing itself would then send something else coming off it, something that it knocked off. Rabbanan Tzav Yeshem Lamikra. I know it's the way that we actually pronounce it in V'noshel Karina, and the way that we pronounce it is v'nashal, that the iron itself became separated. The Rebbe, Yeshem L'Masoris relay, in effect the Gemara. Do we really want to say that Rebbe holds Yeshem L'Masoris? That's his opinion? Beep, turn the page. Ches Amar Aleph. There it is, folks. Top right corner. Said we got ourselves Sanhedrin Daf Dalav. Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Amar Rav Yochanan. Says Rashi. How do Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Yosef and Sanhedrin write the Kamaisa Daf Dalav? Right for Rebbe, for Rabbi Huda, Ben Roeds, Rabbi Shammai, for Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva. All five of them. Kulu Sevir Lahu Yesh Aim LeMikra. All of them hold Yesh Aim LeMikra. The way that it's pronounced, not the way that it's actually written. So how could now Rav say that what Rebbe's holding is that it goes Yesh Aim LeMisores? This Gemara, Hainu Taka Amar Lahu Va'od. That's why he said Va'od. Rashi says Taka Hada Rebbe Va'amar Va'od Lemilfe B'gzer Shava. He said, okay, in the Chinami, not a good answer. Not a strong enough answer. In other words, we would say normally he says Yesh Eim LeMikra. But here he would say Yesh Eim LeMisoris, but I have to bring a Va'od, another one also of Yesh Lamala, Yesh Lamata, Ma this, so to that. Amarapa man dishadda pisa ledikla. If someone threw a clump of earth at a dekel, at a palm tree, the atar tamri, and it removed dates from it, dates fell off of it. Rashi says the hasir tamarim. Vaza tamri vikata, that would have went and it killed somebody. Banan machlokas to Rebbe Rabbanan. This comes exactly as a machlokas of Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Rashi's hainu dumya demin eitz amispakeya, from the piece that flies off the tree. The Rebbe would say a person is going to be chayv to go to Galus, and the Rabbanan would say that that's not the case where they're going to be going to Galus. Says the Gemara, pshita, ay. Obviously, like what's the chiddush? Gemara the tema kikach kochodami. There's somebody who has koch and somebody who has koch to koch, right? Koch, kocho. Koch is if I take an axe and I hit the tree, so the axe is still in my hand, and therefore it's like I'm hitting the wood, and that wood now goes and kills someone. As opposed to if I throw something at a tree, now it's away from my koch, that thing hits the tree then, gets knocked off it, that's kocho, that's koch to koch, kocho, right? And koch kocho, maybe that would be pater, says Rashi, ma'al de tema ha l'rebi, koch kocho dami, this is going to be like koch kocho pater. Sharegav haya koch rishon, v'nishiras atmarim haya koch sheni. Kamash melon, sharegav kegarzen ratmarim kekesa minitas. That note, the clump of earth is just like the axe, and the tamarim are like the wood chip. Rashi's mother, tema kocho dami, kamash melon, if I come to tell you, that's when teach you it's not the case, you're going to be chayef. Ella koach kocho l'rebi hechem eskachas. And how are you going to find a case of koch kocho? The Gemara kigon deshada pisa. It's like he threw a clump of earth at the tree. Umachi legarma, and he hit a piece of wood. Rashi says, "Who eats a charios shatamarim tulin etzlo, a tuluin etzlo?" Right. So it's like a twig that's hanging off of. V'azul garma umachi lekvasa. Rashi says, "Who eshkol atamarim amekubatzim yachad." So the twig went and hit the cluster of dates. V'azul tamri, and then it came off. V'azul tamri v'katol, and then the dates went and killed. So in that case, he'd be maskim that that's called koch kocho, and therefore the person would not go to galus. It's a nice shtickle for chad gadiah, right? Shadda pisa machel gamra v'azul gamra machel kvazul v'yata tamri v'azul tamri v'wekawatol. Zok the next day, Gamishna, Hazorik Evan Lucius Rab Maharg. If someone throws a stone into a Rishus Rabim and he ends up killing someone, Hare Zeh Gola, this person goes to Galus. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Immik Shiyotsa Evan Miyado, Hotzi Alas Rosho, Vikibla, Hare Zeh Potter. If after the stone left his hand, I go and I throw a stone, it leaves my hand, and then Hotzi Hala, the victim, he puts his head into the path of the stone that I threw, Harezer Pater, then I'm going to be Pater, says Rashi. Rabbi Yaakov, a farish time of the Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain what exactly the reason for that is. Zarek is Evan Lechatzer V'Harag. Now let's talk about when you throw into someone's chatzer, as opposed to the other one, seemingly was talking about a case where, it said, Rishus Rabim. So now it says over here that Zarek is the Evan L'chatzeiro of a Harag. Someone throws a stone in his own yard, and he ends up killing someone, then im yesh rishos l'nizikli kozasam, if there's rishos for the one who got damaged to be there, then gola. Then now, if I'm the one who did that, I have to go to golos. V'im lav, but if not, then inu gola, I have to go to golos. Shenem like the pasuk said, we saw the other day, v'asher yovas re'il be'ya'ar. They came into this friend, if one comes with his fellow into the forest. And what does that mean? Mahayar, just like the forest. Rishus lenizik lemazik lekanzer sham is rishus for both of them to be there. Of course, it's lenizik lemazik lekanzer sham. It's only if both of them have their rishus to go and to be there. Yotzach chater balabais, excluding the chater balabais, she'in rishus lenizak lekanzer sham. There's no rishus for the nizak to actually go and to be over there, and therefore it's not my fault when I go and throw something on my own property, and then somebody ends up getting killed over there. Like, what do you want from me? I'm just another day. You know, it's just to be there. We're not talking about a case. I see my property, and I'm like, oh, well, he's no rishus to be here. Let me throw this at him and kill him. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about I throw it, and I don't know he's there. Not my problem. Abba Shalomer, come along, Abba Shalom, and he says, Machatovas eitzim rishus, af kol rishus. The reason the Torah talks about the idea of chopping wood is teaching us, it's just like chopping wood is a rishus, af kol rishus. Yotza avamakas bino v'rav v'morodes tamido v'shliach beizdin. Rishus means there's no chiev to go and do such a thing over here. And then you did that, those are the cases we're talking about. This excludes the case of a father who hits his son. Rashi says, latos l'derech acheres, we'll switch it over here, latos l'derech ha'emes, in order to push him on to the truthful path. Right? In such a case, then he's not going to go to Golos. Or a Rebbe was given the smack then to his Talmud in order to set him up properly, and he ends up killing him. When the first kid father kills his son, Ushlech Bezin, as this Hamalke Arbaim, Lechay Malkus, to give someone Malkus Arbaim. In all these cases over here, they would not go to Golos. Okay, the opening words of the Mishnah was that Azorik Evan Lushus Harabim, the Herg, someone throws Lushus Harabim and kills him, he's a Golos person who goes to Golos. Says Rashi, the Lushus Harabim, the guy throws Lushus Harabim, Mezidu, that person's called a Mezidu, why is he going to Golos? Golos is only Bishogig. He's on the Lushus Harabim, of course there's going to be someone over there. Amar Rav Shmuel, he is like Besoser es Koslo. The Mishnah is talking about a person who is taking apart his wall, that's his own rishus, but it's next to the rishus around. And then a stone falls off over there, and then it goes and falls someone and it kills them. Yibay leila yune. Oh, so in that case, the person goes to Golos. So they go, what do you mean? Yibay leila yune. You should have checked to see if anybody's over there. And you didn't check, so then it's called the Pesheya. Therefore, then you wouldn't be going to Golos. Besoser as kosel b'layla. We're talking about this, we did it in the nighttime. There's no reason to think that anyone's going to be there. B'layla nami yibay leila yune. You should also check to see if it's the nighttime. Besoser kosel la'ashpa. Talking about he's doing it right next to an ashba, next to a trash dump, you know, which you don't have to check if anyone's going to be over there. So it's Gemara, hi ashba, you know, what is the circumstance of this garbage dump? If a lot of people go there, it's normal to go there. Posheu, then the person is called a poshea, and therefore he does not go to exile for that. Ilo shlicha rabbanan, and if it's not a place where they go, anusu, then a person is called an anus. And then there's no gullus either. It's manavshach. Either it's called a poshea or it's called an anus. So there's no gullus in either case. So it can't be that it's a case. Amar papa, lo tzrichel el aspa, asui li panos po v'layla. We're talking about a garbage dump that people go there. Rashi's b'ni adam le mekvam. People go and use it. And there's a bathroom at the nighttime. Ein asui li panos po v'yom. It's not a thing that's used during the daytime to go to use the bathroom. V'ikid the mikre v'yosef. But there are some who go there and they sit there. No, there are people that do it. Rashi is the punish for him. These do it there also. Poshea lo havi. Therefore, he's not considered a poshea. Do I know a suy the punish baba yom? It's not a type of place that's meant to be used during the daytime to use the bathroom. Ones nami lo havi, but he's also not considered an ones. Do I can the mikra yasa because there are sometimes that a person does go over there and there in the daytime, and therefore that's the type of person that we're talking about that he goes to Golos. Into that particular area in a day where he is dismantling his own wall right next to an ashba during the daytime where people are not usually there. That's considered enough of a shogig that they're going to go to Golos. Zok, the next part of the Mishnah that we said that someone goes ahead, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said that if somebody throws a stone and someone else sticks his head into the path of the stone, then what happens is the person doesn't go to Golos. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Amr Chulu, Tana Rabbanan. Umatza, what does that mean? It says, and it found him, pratla mamtzias atzma, excluding that one who causes himself to be found. Rashi says, Umatza, masra shehu sham, Umatsu Nishivas Noshala Barzo Pratla Mamsi Atsu Acharikain. Vinosha means it finds him, not that he finds, like, no, we'll call you, you don't call us. Rabbala Mamsi Atsu Acharikain Hotzi Allah, it's Rosho, Minachalon, Vikibala Evan, Bemitzko, then he gets it square in his face, right? So that's when it says the Pasuk, Umatsus Reil Vemes. From the time that the stone left the person's hand, he put his hand out and then it killed him. Potter, the person's going to be potter from going to Galus. So do you want to tie that the word matzah means that it was found already, that it was there? But we got a sense of contradiction. Umatzah prat lematzoi. Shalo yimkor berachok v'yigol bikarov. We're talking about here steachuza, ancestral land. Let's say I have ancestral land and I sell it, and then I find the ability to go in to buy it back, then the Torah is going to be mechayev the buyer to sell it back to me. And the lashon is v'hisiga yadu umatza kedegulasa. Requires the means and finds enough for its redemption. So umatza prat lamatzoi. When is it I can force the guy who I sold it to give it back to me? That's if I didn't have any cash. Umatza, and I find it now. Prat lamatza, excluding if I already had. Rashi says, "Bemochastei achuzaso, ksevi sigi yado matza prat lamatza. Im haise geula zo, matsuya biyado." In other words, if I had other property that I could have sold and got the money or to get this back, biyado kishamacha ein kofenes elokech lachzir lelipados, and you don't force it to give it back. Shaloyim ka berachok v'yigo bakarov. It's teaching that he can't sell something which is further away, a further field, and redeem one that's closer to it, birav yigo biyafa, or a less quality land, an inferior quality land, and redeem it for a better one, a more chashuv land. Kum tchoshen arayin umatza means something that is found after the fact, but that was already considered found. And over here we're saying umatza is that it was already there, and we didn't have it. What's going on? Amarava, just it's a context thing. Hachemin yonadikra, the hasemin yonadikra. Everything just depends on what's the context of what's going on in the pesukim. Hasemin yonadikra, over there within yonadikra. Matzah jomir v'yisigil yado. It says he finds to be similar to the words that came before, meaning that he acquires the means of getting it. Ma yisigil yado mihashta, which is he acquires it, means he's getting it right now and forward. Af matzah nami mihashta, so it means from now and on. Therefore, excluding somebody who had it at the time of the sale. Hachem in the karnu, matzadum in the yar. My yar me the isi bekar, just like a yar farce is something which is there already. Afu matzanami me the isi bekar, something which is there already. So you don't have a kash on me. Okay, next one, Mishnah Zarekes 7. Now we're focusing on the fact that at the end of the Mishnah, he comes and he tells us, comes along, Abba Shaul. And what does he say? He says that everything depends on the Rishos Rechiv. Abba Shalom and Macha, Tophasetim Rishos, just like it's a Rishos, it's not a Rechiv to do it. Avko Rishos, that's when you're going to have exile, Golus. Yotza Avamachas Benov, Ravo Arudas Talmidov, Shleach Bezdin, that they're not going to get Golus. Zakta Hilge Gemara. Armalea Umeir Banan Larava, Mimai de Mechatovas Eitzim de Rishos. Who says that the whole idea that the Torah is talking about is that of a Rishos? Maybe it's talking about chopping it down in order to kick a sukkah, or for the Mizbeach, right? These are mitzvahs. In even case where there's a mitzvah still, there's going to be, Gullus is going to apply. Amalei says to him, Kevin de'im matzachot of lav mitzvah, since if he finds wood that is already chopped up, it's not a chiv to go and chop more wood. No, there's no mitzvah to go and cut the wood. You just need the wood to be there. No wood to, you don't have a mitzvah to chop wood for the mizbeach or for a sukkah. So hashanami lav mitzvah, so too here, it's not a mitzvah either. As he says, ki lo matzah chatuva ein chatova mitzvah ela asiyas a sukkah. Right? So it says, Gemara, Eser Avinu Rava, Yatza Ava Makas Beno. This is excluding a case of a father who gives a smackdown to his son. V'Rava Rodas Talmido Shliach Beizdin. Lema Kiva Diilu Gamar Lav Mitzvah. Shouldn't we say that if this son, this boy, you know, this kid, or this Talmud, if they would learn without getting smacked, there's no mitzvah, no chiyuv to go and to hit him. So hashanami lav mitzvah. So this too also is not considered a mitzvah. Rashi says la mitzvah la kosa to actually go at the mitzvah. There's no like mitzvah to go and to do it. It's only if it's necessary, like to facilitate something. So why would it be that this is these cases don't go to Gullus? They should go to Gullus also. Oh. We don't say that, right? So we say that if you have a mitzvah, or even in this case, it's called the hechsher mitzvah, something which is, if we don't have it, do we still go, we have to go and do it, it's considered enough that it's going to be that you don't go to galus. So the same idea with the chopping the wood for the sukkah, even though maybe it's out of mitzvah, it's certainly hechsher mitzvah if you don't have it. And therefore, you don't have a riot to say that this type of wood type of thing has to do with rishus. Maybe it has to do with mitzvah, as with hechsher mitzvah. It says, I'm going to know, ha sam afagav de gamir mitzvah. In the case even smacked onto the son, ha sam afagav de gamir mitzvah, even though he learns, there's still a mitzvah to give the kid a little whap sometimes. Ksiv, yasir bincha v'nichecha v'yitein ma'adonim l'nafshecha. Chastise your son and he will bring you rest and he will bring delights to your soul. This obviously is a big sugya about if to hit, how to hit, when to hit, what to hit, etc. But certainly, there's got to be some level of understanding in order for this kid, you know, to be, so to speak, put into place and have order. Another pshat to the question of why Abba Shaul would say that it's talking about rishus. Lav milsehi de amri. I have a much better answer. The answer I gave is not as good as this one. It says Rashi, Raya Tuvam Tova Mizu Hayali La Shiva. Can answer me in America from the pasuk itself? Atzma from the pasuk itself. The lavachet of a mitzvah. We're not dealing with a type of cutting for a mitzvah. Why? Vasher Yovel Esrael Bayar. You come into the forest, and you know you're chopping down the trees over there. If you want, you go in there. If you want, then you don't go in there. If you think that we're talking about it's a mitzvah, then misaged de lo oil is an option that a person doesn't go in? Of course not. Therefore, we must be talking about the case of a rishus. Amar leir of adabar avala rava kolich adachsiv asher de'ibayu. What, every time it says the word asher, you want to say it means if a person wants or they don't want? Like the lashon of the pasuk says, v'asher yavos v'yabar. You sound like that, but that word is like a rishus. Elameyata, what about the fact that it says, v'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata? Where the Torah says that somebody who goes to the base of Mikdash and he's tamei, then he gets kares. V'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. A man who becomes tamei and he doesn't purify himself, if he goes in, he's going to get kares. Does it mean only if he wants to become tame, and if he doesn't want to become it, tame? Right? The pasuk is only if kares on someone who went in to the Beis HaMikdash. Only if you want to become tame, then it's going to be a problem to go to the Beis HaMikdash tame. Rashi says, also chayev lecha kas of kares im nichlas HaMikdash betumazu meis mitzvah. So then, in the case of a meis mitzvah, a person becomes tame over here. Right, so now you have a chiyuv to go bury a basement. But the lo sagi de lo mitme, where the only situation is, or the only choice a person has is they have to become tamei except to do their mitzvah. Hachanami de pati, you want to tell the person is not going to be chayiv karis if he goes to the basement because he didn't want to? Of course not. So therefore, the word asher doesn't mean only if something is voluntary. So somebody knows shiny hasam. The case of tuma is different. The yamakra, because the pasuk says, beep, turn the page. Ches amabes tamei. Yihyeh. Tame Yihyeh Mikol Makom, which means that he's going to be tame in any circumstance, even when there's a chiv to do it, like with a mace. It says Gemara, Hahumi Baile Lichadetanya. No, but we need that for something else. Rabbi says, Tame Yihyeh L'Rabbos Tavul Yom, that's including a Tavul Yom. Rashi says, Shem Nichas Hamikdash Anos Kareish. Anosh Kares. Now, we know that what's a Tful Yom? A person has to go to the mikvah for something, and they go to the mikvah, but they have to wait for Harav Shemesh. They have to wait till the sun goes down. That's called Tful Yom, is also included. Tum Aso Bo, L'Rabbis Achusa Kippurim, that sometimes you have to bring a carbon. It says Rashi, L'Rabbis Achusa Kippurim, Osen Tumos Hatzvichos Carbon, certain carbons you have to bring a carbon for. Ve carbon, Vitaval, the Harav Shemesh. You have to bring a carbon, you have to do tefillah, and you have to wait for the nighttime, the sun to set. And the guy didn't bring his kapara, he didn't yet bring his carbon, then he goes to the mikvah chayev. Rashi says, there are four types of tuma that need to bring a carbon. Zav, zavet, leathers, and mitzora. So now, the words over here, Tameyi, you saw me, Tame, clearly now we know are needed to be teaching us things. How could Rava learn out from a Kares shtickle for going into the Beis HaMikdash with Tuma, when a person got it from some sort of Chiyav? Amar Lei, he says to him, Ana me'od kamina. No, I learned from the word me'od. That says, od to masubo. Od, kor yisera, l'joshio. That's extra in order to dash, and therefore we learn it from there. Ikidamasila. Some people taught this idea, this whole discussion, in reference to the following. Becharish of a katsir tishbos. The pasuk says that the plowing and the reaping you shall rest. The first full pasuk is a sheish yisamim tavod. 6 days of the week you shall work. On the seventh, Tishbos, you shall rest. Becharish of a katsir tishbos, at the plowing and at the reaping, you shall rest. Now, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Enu tzarech lomer charish shal shviyas v'katsir shal shviyas. It doesn't have to tell me the answer of plowing in Shemitah or reaping in Shemitah. Why? Because Sharei Kvar Nemar Sadcha Lusizmar V'Kamcha Lusizmar. It already says about Shemitah that you're not allowed to sow your vineyard, you're not allowed to prune it. Ela afilu charis shel eris shvias shenichas, shvias v'katsar shel shvias, sheyotzei l'motzei shvias. So for what's coming to tell you? It's coming to teach you that you're not allowed to even do charisha on erev Shemitah that's going to go into Shemitah, and katsir. What that means is that if you're doing stuff on erev Shemitah, and then it's going to be instrumental to helping things that are in Shemitah, then that also is an issur. And katsir shel shviyas shel tzimtzum shviyas, that if you the stuff that you cut down on Shemitah that's going into tzimtzum shviyas is still has kedushas shviyas. Okay, we're coming to explain everything in a second. It says Rashi, "Ein tzarech lomer charis v'katsir shel shviyas al karchach b'shviyas de shmita kasher medaber." For sure, we're talking about Shemitah. You know why? The Eid Kedichsev Dayom Shvika. It's just talking about the 7th day, because the 6 days a week you work, and the 7th day not. It's just talking about Shabbos. So, Ma'ishna Charis v'Katsir. Why are you talking about Charisha and Katsira? There's a lot of melachos that are aser. All of them, 39. Halach Gomer. Sheishes Yomim Tavod. 6 days you work. Ubishvi and on Shemitah Tishbos, you have to rest. Shisha Shata Overim B'Charis v'Katsir Tishbos. That what you do during those 6 days you have to be stopping to do even on Shemitah. Anechas HaShviyas, Rashi Shalom Yachos B'Shishas Charisha Amo El HaShviyas. You can't work on the 6th year, whether Charisha can help for the 7th year. Kach HaShviyas, Yom Tzilom HaShviyas, She'im Hevir Shlish B'Shviyas. If something grew to a third already in Shemitah, Be'az Hayu Re'uyi L'Katzer, that time it's already fit to be cut down. Ve'im Katzer B'Shminis, we're coming this 8th year, Tzarech Lino B'Kedush HaShviyas, you have to be, give Kedush HaShviyas to it. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ma Charish Rishos, and this is our whole shtick over here, just like Charisha is something which is a Rishos, there's no Chiyav, the Torah doesn't say a person has to do this, and therefore when it's asking to do it, it's talking about a Rishos. Av Katsir Rishos, so too, Kitsira Rishos means that the Isser, this person gets Asering Katsir on Shabbos, only if it is Rishus, not if it's a mitzvah. Yatzik Tzir HaOmer, Lubin Rishus again, as we say, Tzir HaOmer, Yatzik Tzir HaOmer, Shehu Mitzvah. The Karban Omer, which is brought on the 2nd day of Pesach, and now it switches everything over from Chadash to Yashan, and brought there in the 2nd day of Pesach, is made from flour and barley, and the barley has to be reaped the night before the carbon's brought. So Bishmael is learning after this pasuk that even if the night before falls out in Shabbos, it's allowed to be done because the mitzvah overrides the iser of Shabbos. How do you know that the pasuk's talking about that of Rishus? The Charishas Omer the mitzvah. Maybe it's talking about Charishas Omer, which is a mitzvah. And even so, the pasuk says tishbos that you're not allowed to go ahead, but you have to rest. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. He says, "Kivud im matzah charish and charish," because the mitzvah is not to do charisha on it. All right, if it was found charish,
then you wouldn't have to do anything. But katzir, that's not the case. Rashi says about katzir, I feel with matzah katzir, mitzvah liksvah lishma, the chsiv katzarta berisa mishomer. So there's no mitzvah of charisha for the omer. Lav mitzvah, for it's not considered a mitzvah, even if he has to do it. Eisravino Rava, yotza ha'av ha'makas beno. This is excluding the father who hits his son and accidentally kills him. Barav ha'udas talbido v'shechbezin. Ramai, why is it that why is hitting one's son or student a mitzvah? Lema kiven diilu gamer lav mitzvah. If you learn, then he's no chiv to do it. Hasanami lav mitzvah. So you're also then, even when you hit him, it's not considered a mitzvah. And for the Gemara, hasam afkav the gamer nami mitzvah covered. Even though he's learning, there's still a mitzvah that's involved over there. The chsiv yaser. Yaser bin chavinichecha. Like we said, chastise your son, and he will bring you rest. Hadar Marav, Arav afterwards said, Lav milsi damina, that's not good what I said. Ksira dumi de charisha. Kotzer is to be similar to chorish. Ma charisha, matzo chorish, and a chorish. Just like by charisha, if you found the 30 plat, as if to plow another one. Everyone's masking that there's no mitzvah to do another one. Av ksira nami, so too by ksira, with the reference to chopping it down. Even though it's in parentheses, Rashi still gives it that this is the words, matzah kotzer and a kotzer. If you found the kotzer, you don't have to now kotzer size it. Rashi says, my time, ktsir dumi de charish. Ma charish, chomakom matzah charish, enum mitzah lechrosh. Av kotzer v'achas kinen, she'im matzah kotzer, aim is the lixor, yatzah ktsir omer, shafil matzah kotzer, mitzah lechotzer, lixor. If it says Gemara, v'ich sakadak tach mitzvah, if you want to think that the pasuk is also talking about the omer, which is a mitzvah, matzah kotzer eno kotzer, mitzvah liktzer, that matzah kotzer, if you want to say that if you found grain there, eno kotzer, he doesn't have to go and do kotzer, mitzvah liktzer, ulahavi, it's a mitzvah to go out to do such a thing, even if you have it there. Full stop. Zok the next Halakha Mishnah, Av Gola Idea Ben, a father is going to go to Golis because if he kills his son, Bishogeg, Rashi says, Im Hargo Lebno Bishogeg, the Ben Gola Idea Av, and also, and the son goes because of his father, if he goes because of Bishogeg. Hakol Golina Idea Yisrael, everyone goes to Golis if they kill someone as a Yisrael, Rashi Mefarish B'Gemara, Lusuye Mai. What's it coming to include over here? But they kill a Jew. The Yisrael Golan Ayedan, and Yisrael is going to go to Gullus if he goes and he kills them. The Gemara is going to explain this, but let's just read it again. I call Golan Ayedan Yisrael, and the Yisrael Golan Al Yedehem. Chutz mi Ger Toshav, this is except for excluding a Ger Toshav. Rashi says, She'en Yisrael Gola Al Yado, Yisrael is not Gola for him. A ger toshav is someone who's mekabel on himself sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach. So he is excluded from this idea of a ger toshav in a gola el al yidei ger toshav. The one it has to be one ger toshav that kills another one b'shogeg. Havgal yidei ben, the father goes to Gauls because of killing his son b'shogeg. Va'amar, but you said in the previous Mishnah yotza av. Hamak has been known that it's excluding a father who hits his son and he kills him, Bishogeg. And for the Gemara, the Gamir. What are we talking about over here? The Mishnah is talking about a case where the son wouldn't have to be hit at all, where he's staggering away. I've Amar Tafagav the Gamir Mitzvah Kavit. You said even though if he's learning, he's still Mitzvah to hit him. And for the Gemara, Bishulya de Nagre. We're talking about a case. When he is, Rashi says, "Belimu de chayrish etzim shenam alam de Torah elo umnus," is when you're teaching him how to become a carpenter, and he kills him, but not involved in teaching him Torah. Shuri the nagre chiyusi de lamde. What do you mean? This is he's teaching him a trade, which is a mitzvah. Says Gemara. Says Rashi, "V'af zu mitzvah la av lelamdo yilafin lamikra bepar kamet gedushin dechsev rei chayim im isha shirahafta hekish umnasu chiyuso leisha kashem sha'aviv chayiv lasiusha zik a father's chayiv to marry him as a wife kedechsev kchula levnechem nashim kachayiv lelamdo umnas is to teach him a trade as well." So the Gemara, no, the Gamir Umnasa Achriti is when he's teaching him a second trade, and the second trade is not necessary, and he kills him there, that's when he goes to Gauls. Rabbi Goli, the Av, and the son also goes to Gauls if he kills his son by accident. I meant to say his father. If a son kills a father, he goes to Gauls. Uramini, but we have a bit of a contradiction here, because Makei Nefesh, when it says Makei Nefesh, The pasuk says that Livnei Yisrael v'lager v'latot shebesochem tiyena sheish ha'arim ha'ilah l'miklat is ha'arim miklat lanu shama kol makei nefesh b'shkaga. What's makei nefesh? Prat l'makei aviv. Excluding if somebody kills his father. Says Rashi, makei nefesh gabi harig b'shkaga k'siv lanu shama makei nefesh b'shkaga prat l'makei aviv excluding if he kills his father. Shelo chayev galos elu l'misha ka'aso t'luya ben nefesh she'enu chayev alav. Elim kin hargo yotzamaka aviv shu chayev alav misa mechabura be'alma v'kasalka daitach dememayit lemigalus afilu hargo. Wow, right? So we're assuming right now this is talking about somebody who hits his father and he kills him. That isn't go to gullus, right? Because why is this? The word makin nefesh is someone who strikes a person dead and kills him. Limits this concept of gullus to somebody who, if he wouldn't have done this b'mezid, I'm sorry, if he would have done it b'mezid, then he would have been chayv to be killed only for actually killing him. So exile doesn't apply to somebody who accidentally kills his parents. Why? Because if his father, because if he would have done this on purpose, he would have been killed just for giving him a wound, even without killing him. And here's talking about only if you'd be chayv if you did makan nefesh. Rav Kahana, Lokasha, HaRabbi Shimon, HaRabbanon. This is a machlokas of Shimon Rabbanon. They have a machlokas of which is more of a more intense type of getting killed. Brings us back to Sanhedrin. And that is Hereg or Chenek. LeRabbi Shimon, Damer Chenek Hamer Misayev. Right, Hereg is Sayev. According to Rabbi Shimon, he says that it's right. One second, let me get skila sreifa herig chenek. Oh, he holds not like the norm that we're used to. He says sreifa skila chenek herig. According to Rabbi Shimon, it says that strangling someone is worse than beheading. Somebody who did this to their parents would be chayev chenek, and shigya sayef nita lekapara. A shkaga by Sayef of the punishment of Bisayef is given over for kapara. You can go to Galus. But shigas chenek lo nitna lekapara is not given over for kapara. And therefore, the son is not going to go to Galus. So Rabbanan dami Sayef cham lechenek, but they say that Sayef is more chamor. And they say, harag avi bishogik shigas Sayef nitla kapara is given over for kapara. Rava, Rava gives a different answer. Prat lo si chabura ba'aviv b'shogeg. The pasuk that the Brisa is bringing over here is excluding a son who b'shogeg gives his father a wound, but he doesn't actually kill him. Salk, right, and that is going to Rava. The Mishnah and the Brisa are working within the world of the Chachamim. If a son killed his father, he would go to Gullus. Like the Chacham said, the Braisa, though, is patting the son from Gullus because it's talking about somebody who only wounded his parents without actually killing him. And a pasuk is still needed to teach it doesn't go to Gullus. Pratlos the Chabur ba'avi b'shogig. Sakatat the Chamina came into b'mezid bar ketola who b'shogig nami l'gle. Since he's going to be chayev to be killed for doing it b'mezid if he wounded his father, he should also go to Gullus for doing it b'shogig. Kamashvelan, for the pasuk is coming to tell us that there's no gullus for a shogeg of causing a wound. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.